Evan with a new bat. He was proudly displaying that in the dugout before batting practice. Marucci, slider, and this one's lifted to center field. Backing up is Chisenhall. He's on the track now. That ball is gone. Evan Gaddis, a two-run shot to center field. And I just think I saw him mouth, I love that bat.
That bat had a homer in it.
Now, another Astros podcast.
As Brian McCann, he's 0-for-2 with a lineout. First pitch, and McCann hits it in the air pretty well and pretty deep to center field. It chases back Chisenhall at the wall, looking up. See you later! A two-run home run for Brian McCann. And the Astros pull it within a run. It is 5-4 Cleveland. McCann's third of the year.
Gonzalez on third, Reddick on second, Carlos Beltran on first. Astros trail by three. Correa awaits the 2-2 pitch. Here it is, got him swinging. Well-placed slider, low and in. And there's two outs. It's gonna be up to McCann now. 1-2, strike three. Got him looking on a slider, perfectly placed, low and away, right on the corner. And Andrew Miller strikes out the side, works around some trouble. An error, a walk, and a hit by pitch, but no damage.
2-2 the count. Swing and a miss, got him on a high breaking ball, and that is the ball game. Houston Astros get close, but the Indians able to prevail. 7-6, evening the series at a game apiece.
Joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Series even now in Cleveland at a game apiece after the Indians got the win yesterday. And it was one of those games where, you know, the Indians would get some runs, you'd get a little closer, Indians would get some more, you get a little closer, and in the end just couldn't get ahead.
Yeah, the game didn't start out well. We fell behind 3-0. They did a great job of taking whatever McCullers was going to give them. Some opposite field hits, some well-placed hits, some balls hit hard. And we look up and we have a 3-0 deficit, which against Bauer for us, who's been a nemesis the last couple of years, was an uphill battle. But this team has shown me time and time again, we're never out of a game. We're going to completely play the game the best we can. And we ended up, you know, getting ourselves really close. They pulled away again. They had their primary bullpen come in, and we still, made it a game and had an opportunity against Andrew Miller. So love the way we competed. We fell short yesterday, but if we play like that, that kind of resolve and tenacity, we're going to win a lot of games.
And McCullers struggling in that first inning and then righted the ship, at least until the fifth inning when he gave up a couple more runs. What changed for McCullers after that first inning?
You know, I thought he came into the game a little bit tentative, eased his way into it and found himself in some trouble and then had to dial it up for a couple innings and then just didn't execute at the end and they put some at-bats together. So it's difficult as you get into games if you give them any sort of momentum. These guys are good enough hitters, especially this club, to string some things together, and they wound up in some situations where we couldn't control their scoring. So both innings where they scored multiple runs, they put a lot of pressure on us to have to be perfect on defense and perfect in pitch execution, and we were neither.
I know Evan Gaddis is a guy that you had struggled, particularly the first week and a half or so of the season, to get some at-bats. He's starting to get some playing time, had a two-run home run yesterday, and it's been pretty impressive to watch what he's been able to do, even though the at-bats haven't always been consistent.
Yeah, he's been consistent in his work and prep, and he's just waiting for opportunity. And I do have to force him into the lineup sometimes and remind ourselves this guy hit 30 homers. He drove in a lot of runs last year. When he gets hot, he's a scoreboard changer. The game's going to change when he comes up to bat. So I'm going to get him in there a little bit. Beltran's played left field a little bit with Springer down. I've moved the outfield around, and it's given him a couple of at-bats. He's going to catch tonight. He may catch tomorrow. So I like when he's in the lineup, especially when he swings a bat like he did last night.
And Marwin Gonzalez, another guy, you know, you talked about trying to get him going, 0-for-18, winds up getting two hits, including a two-run double last night.
Yeah, he's coming around, and I think, you know, some regular playing time, and honestly, just a couple hits will do wonders for him. You know, there's so much pressure these guys put on themselves when they don't get hits, and they all know if they're 0-for-10 or 0-for-12 or 0-for-18, those are long stretches, especially as a semi-bench player for Marwin. So seeing him get a couple hits brought a little confidence to him. He's going to play a little bit with Altuve nursing his shoulder injury, and maybe that gets him going.
Yeah, with Altuve and Springer both not in the lineup. Status quo for them at this point? Hope to get them back soon?
Yeah, I'd love to have them back as soon as possible. They've got some lingering soreness, and I think right now at the end of April, it's just not worth having them play through it right now. And I do like the way Marwin's going to swing the bat. I get Tony Kemp in there who just got up. Maybe he creates a little bit of havoc on the bases or gets on base for against Kluber. But we got to get our team back in full strength. It'll feel nice. It's a little bit weird to look at our lineup and see Beltran and Altuve and Springer on the bench. But You know, it's needed today.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
And I'm with the ace of the Astros rotation, and it's Dallas Keuchel, of course. And I guess, Dallas, more than anything, you've answered the questions of your health. Just the way you pitch, you feel pretty good.
Feeling pretty good. Just one of those things that I knew the hard work I put in this offseason and the amount of time to get back to 100% was going to pay off, and just helping the team win is probably the most rewarding feeling, getting back on the field and seeing the guys make some plays behind me.
And even on the days you pitch, I mean, it's just a fun team to watch. I mean, it is for us. Do you guys get the same sense? I mean, this is just a grinding, good team.
It is, and one of the most fun things that I get to watch every 4 days in between my starts is when guys come in the clubhouse, we know we have a good chance to win. Mm. And that's probably the greatest feeling that you can have coming into a baseball game.
Yeah.
Just knowing the confidence guys have in each one of their teammates and the ability of themselves to go out there and get the job done.
I want to do a little backup real quick. You majored in apparel studies at Arkansas. Tell me how that came about. This just doesn't seem usual.
Yeah, it was kind of, I thought about it for a while, but I wanted to kind of do a business management sort of gig. I enjoyed kind of the sports agent side of the world, but mm-hmm. I think my true calling was shoe design or shoe wear, athletic wear, and that entailed apparel design. So I did major in that, ended up switching over and it ended up being pretty fun, and hopefully it'll help me out later and after my career is over with. And I got to go to class with some pretty decent looking girls too.
I got a weird question for you, and you can tell me to take a hike if you want to, but something I've always wondered. So if you could tell me what your beard would say if it could talk, I'd love to hear it. So just give it a shot. If you don't want to, I understand.
Ooh, that's a good one, Sparky. Well, I guess, first of all, I'd say I feel so blessed to be dangling off this sculptured face.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a question I've ever been asked before. let me see here. First off, my beard loves America.
Oh, yeah.
He also loves freedom and justice.
That's cool.
He does love the name Razorback Chin Moss, for sure.
I can see that.
The ends of this beard are the most sensitive, uh-huh. and he appreciates the fans, for sure. The beard wants the Astros to know, and the fans, that he hears the cheers and the encouragement.
That's good to know.
I mean, I don't know, Sparky. You kind of got me on this one.
Take your time.
It doesn't like feather pillows. My rebellious bristles love the attention. Sometimes the beard says, hell, I could even make that play.
Oh.
He loves oils. Dallas takes great care of the potential stench. Mm. I'm a lucky beard. It's been a great run. In Keuchel's corner, keep rocking. You know, these long whiskers feel you.
That was weird, creepy, and awesome. I'm going to drop the mic.
This has been a production of the Houston Astros Radio Network.